the email formula that gets replies in minutes. In today's fast-paced digital world, email remains the backbone of professional communication despite the rise of messaging apps and collaboration platforms. However, the growing volume of emails creates a significant challenge, getting your messages noticed and responded to quickly. With professionals receiving an average of 121 emails daily, your message needs to stand out to avoid being lost in overcrowded inboxes. This article reveals a proven email formula that consistently generates quick responses, often within minutes. By understanding the psychology of email communication and implementing specific structural elements, you can dramatically increase your response rates and save valuable time waiting for replies. Why most emails fail to get responses? Before diving into the solution, let's examine why so many emails go unanswered. Information overload. The typical professional faces what experts call communication overload, a state where the sheer volume of incoming messages exceeds their capacity to process them effectively. Research on managing communication overload shows that most professionals can only effectively handle 50 to 75 emails per day, yet receive nearly twice that number. Poor subject lines. Many emails fail at the first hurdle, the subject line. Vague, lengthy, or misleading subject lines give recipients no compelling reason to open your message. Lack of clarity. Rambling, unfocused emails force the reader to work too hard to understand what you want, making it easier to postpone responding or ignore the message entirely. Missing call to action. Without a clear, specific request, recipients often don't understand what response is expected from them. Wrong timing. Even perfectly crafted emails can fail if sent at times when your recipient is least likely to check their inbox. The core formula for emails that get quick replies. A research-backed formula has emerged that consistently generates responses within 24 hours and often within minutes. This approach follows a simple structure that respects the recipient's time while making your request crystal clear. The formula consists of five key elements. A compelling subject line, 4 to 7 words. Personalized opening, 1 sentence. Context, 1 to 2 sentences. Clear request, 1 to 2 sentences. Easy response mechanism, 1 sentence. The entire email should ideally be 5 to 8 sentences and take no more than 30 seconds to read. Key components of effective emails. Let's break down each component of the formula. Subject lines that get opens. Your subject line serves one purpose, getting your email opened. Effective subject lines are specific rather than general. Create curiosity or urgency. Mention a referral when possible. Keep to 4 to 7 words. Examples. Quick question about Tuesday's presentation. Sarah Johnson recommended we connect. Decision needed, Project X timeline. Data-backed research on email formulas shows that subject lines with 4 to 7 words achieve 50% higher open rates than longer alternatives. Opening, make it personal. Begin with a brief, personalized greeting that acknowledges the recipient. This creates an immediate connection and shows you've taken time to consider them specifically. Examples. Hope you're having a good week, Alex. Enjoyed your insights during yesterday's meeting. Congratulations on the successful product launch. Context, why you're writing. Provide just enough background to frame your request, no more than 1 to 2 sentences. This isn't the place for your life story or every detail of a project. Examples. I'm working on finalizing the Q3 marketing budget. Our team is evaluating new project management tools. The request, be crystal clear. The core of your email should be a specific, actionable request that can be easily understood and addressed. Examples. Could you approve the attached proposal by Thursday at noon? Would you be available for a 20-minute call this week to discuss this approach? Please let me know which option, A or B, you prefer for the campaign. Close with an easy response path. Make responding as frictionless as possible by suggesting a simple reply format or providing options the recipient can quickly select. Examples. A simple yes/no is all I need. Just reply with 1, 2, or 3 to indicate your preference. The psychology behind email responses. Understanding the psychological factors that drive email responses can help you craft messages that recipients feel compelled to answer quickly. Reciprocity. People naturally feel obligated to reciprocate when something is done for them. When your email provides value before making a request, the recipient feels more inclined to respond. This could be sharing useful information, offering assistance, or acknowledging their previous help. Scarcity and urgency. Humans respond to scarcity and time constraints. When recipients perceive a limited window for action, they're more likely to respond promptly. However, artificial urgency can damage relationships, only highlight genuine time constraints. Cognitive load. The brain naturally avoids tasks that seem complex or time-consuming. When your email appears simple and quick to address, low cognitive load, recipients are more likely to respond immediately rather than defer it. Social proof. We look to others' actions to determine our own, especially in ambiguous situations. Mentioning others who have already responded or participated can increase response rates. Authority and trust. Emails from trusted sources or authority figures receive priority attention. Building credibility before making requests dramatically improves response rates. Real-world email examples that get replies. Let's examine practical examples of emails that consistently generate quick responses. Example 1, meeting request. Subject, quick call this week. Hi Teresa. Hope your week is off to a good start. I'm working on the customer retention strategy we discussed last month and have some ideas I'd like to run by you. Would you have 15 minutes for a call either Wednesday or Thursday afternoon? Just reply with a time that works best for you, or feel free to suggest another day. Thanks. Michael. Why it works, clear subject line, personal opening, brief context, specific request, 15-minute call on specific days, an easy response path. Example 2, feedback request. Subject, feedback on draft proposal. Hi Carlos. Thanks for mentioning you'd be willing to review the client proposal. I've attached the latest draft focusing on the points we discussed during the team meeting. Could you share your thoughts on sections 2 and 3 by Friday? A few bullet points would be extremely helpful. Appreciate your expertise. Jamie. Why it works, acknowledges previous conversation, focuses attention on specific sections, gives a clear deadline, and makes responding easy, bullet points. Example 3, introduction request. Subject, Sarah suggested I contact you. Hi David. Sarah Johnson mentioned you're an expert in healthcare compliance regulation. I'm researching how the recent regulatory changes might impact our medical device division. Would you be open to a brief conversation about your experience navigating similar challenges? A simple yes or no is fine, and I can work around your schedule. Thanks for considering. Rebecca. Why it works, leverages a mutual connection, clearly states the value to the sender, and makes saying yes easy with no pressure. Recent analysis of thousands of cold email templates has identified patterns that consistently generate higher response rates. For more specific examples tailored to different industries, check out these templates that have been proven to generate responses. Common email mistakes that kill response rates. Even with a solid formula, certain mistakes can undermine your efforts. Writing novels, not emails. Long blocks of text signal to the recipient that responding will require significant time and energy. Studies show emails exceeding 125 words see dramatically lower response rates. If you must send detailed information, consider putting it in an attachment with a brief summary in the email body. Being vague about what you need. Emails that don't clearly articulate what you want the recipient to do create confusion. When people aren't sure what response is expected, they often default to no response at all. Asking too many questions. Multiple questions in a single email overwhelm recipients and create decision paralysis. When faced with several questions, many people defer responding until they have time to address everything, which often means never. Limit each email to one clear request. Neglecting mobile optimization. Over 60% of emails are now opened on mobile devices. Emails that look cluttered or are difficult to read on smaller screens are likely to be abandoned. Use short paragraphs, bullet points, and plenty of white space. Sending at the wrong time. Timing significantly impacts response rates. Emails sent very early in the morning, late at night, or on weekends typically see lower open and response rates. Research shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. typically yield the highest response rates for business emails. Want a visual demonstration of these principles in action? This short video breaks down the email formula step by step, showing exactly how to implement these techniques in real-world scenarios. Advanced techniques for specific scenarios. While the core formula works across most situations, certain scenarios benefit from additional strategies. Cold emails to new contacts. Cold emails face the greatest challenge in generating responses. When contacting someone for the first time, research thoroughly to find a genuine connection or shared interest. Reference specific content they've created or work they've done. Provide immediate value before making any request. Be extraordinarily concise, 3 to 5 sentences maximum. Follow up appropriately, typically 3 to 4 days later. Following up without being annoying. Follow-up emails often get higher response rates than initial messages, but there's a fine line between persistent and pushy. Keep follow-ups even shorter than the original email. Add new, relevant information when possible. Reference the original email briefly without guilt-tripping. Space follow-ups appropriately, 3 to 4 days, then 1 week, then 2 weeks. Stop after 2 to 3 attempts unless the matter is genuinely urgent. Emails to senior executives. When emailing busy executives, get straight to the point with zero fluff. Demonstrate you've done your homework. Make the benefit to them immediately clear. Respect their time with extreme brevity. If possible, get an introduction from a mutual connection. For a deeper dive into crafting messages for executives specifically, this comprehensive guide covers proven techniques for communicating with senior leaders. The data-backed approach to email length and structure. Research consistently shows that email length directly correlates with response rates. A detailed analysis of over 40 million emails found the optimal email length for generating responses is between 50 to 125 words, typically 5 to 8 sentences. This ideal length aligns perfectly with our formula. Subject line, 4 to 7 words. Opening, 1 sentence, 5 to 10 words. Context, 1 to 2 sentences, 15 to 30 words. Request, 1 to 2 sentences, 15 to 30 words. Close, 1 sentence, 5 to 15 words. The data also reveals that emails with a single, clear call to action generate 370% more responses than those with multiple requests. Tools and resources to improve email response rates. Several tools can help implement this formula consistently. Email analysis tools. Applications that analyze your email effectiveness and provide suggestions for improvement. Boomerang Respondable. Crystal, for personality-based communication. Grammarly, for clarity and tone. Templates and frameworks. Starting with proven templates can help you master the formula faster. The AIDA framework, attention, interest, desire, action. The PA framework, problem, agitation, solution. The BAB framework, before, after, bridge. Scheduling optimizers. Tools that help you send emails at optimal times. Boomerang. Mixmax. Mailshake. Write Inbox. Follow-up automation. Systems to manage follow-ups without manual tracking. Follow-up then. Streak. Rebump. Managing communication overload, both sides of the equation. While this article focuses on getting responses to your emails, it's worth considering the bigger picture of email communication. The growing challenge of communication overload affects both senders and recipients. By adopting this concise formula, you're not only increasing your response rates but also contributing to healthier communication habits. When everyone commits to clearer, more purposeful emails, the entire system becomes more efficient. Consider implementing these additional practices. Batch processing emails at set times rather than constant checking. Using alternative channels for truly urgent matters. Setting clear expectations about response times. Creating email-free time blocks for focused work. Conclusion. The formula for emails that get quick replies isn't complicated, but it requires discipline to implement consistently. Craft a specific, compelling subject line, 4 to 7 words. Open with a brief, personalized greeting, 1 sentence. Provide minimal necessary context, 1 to 2 sentences. Make one clear, specific request, 1 to 2 sentences. Close with an easy response path, 1 sentence. Remember that your goal isn't just getting a response, it's respecting the recipient's time and attention while clearly communicating your needs. When you consistently send emails that can be processed in 30 seconds or less, you'll find that responses come back faster, relationships strengthen, and your professional communication becomes dramatically more effective. By mastering this formula, you'll stand out in crowded inboxes and get the timely responses you need to move your work forward efficiently. The best part? This approach takes less time than writing lengthy emails, making it a win-win for both senders and recipients. Start applying this formula today, and watch your response rates dramatically improve. If you're interested in learning more about crafting effective messages that generate consistent responses, This comprehensive guide offers additional formulas for various communication scenarios.